That's one artist's rendition of what the Mystic River sounds like from the perspective of a turtle. It's part of an outdoor audio installation in Medford that you can listen to through an app on your phone. WBUR's Amelia Mason tells us what it's like to be dropped into this digital art project as you stroll along the banks of the Mystic.
If you walk along the gravel path that winds beside the Mystic River, you'll probably notice the signs. They cheerfully announce you're walking inside a virtual audio installation. Scan the QR code, and your headphones fill up with sound. The soundscape shifts as you walk.
Schools of alewives, 100 miles long. Upstream to the river.
The installation is called Sound on Mystic. It uses a smartphone app that triggers different recordings based on your location along the river. Project producer Ian Koss says that what path you take and how quickly determines what you hear.
We're ceding a lot of that control to the user, which is part of the beauty of it. That's what makes it, you know, responsive and interactive.
Koss produced the installation with the Medford Arts Council. 16 local artists and ensembles created work inspired by the river that cuts through the heart of Medford.
Each piece really does reflect not just the river in general, but the specific spot where the piece is located.
A piece by Derek Hickston, for instance, repurposes sounds from a nearby playground. Other artists take a more personal approach.
So this is kind of halfway between, you know, the two spots kind of where I grew up playing. And so it holds a lot of memories for me.
Terry Carter is Medford's poet laureate. He stands in a park near where he grew up in the city's historically black neighborhood. Back then, the river was so polluted you could smell it. Carter says it was the only place in town where African Americans were allowed to live.
They thought that this was the worst part of Medford, and that's why they confined blacks here.
Carter writes about how the West Medford African-American community thrived in the face of discrimination in his poem, Hard by the Mystic.
The only place where one could be brown in this Middlesex County town. But we named it. We claimed it. We made it our own.
Carter's isn't the only piece to scrutinize Medford's past. Many artists saw the project as an opportunity to uncover regional history that's often ignored. Like Erin Genia, a Medford-based sound artist and tribal member of the Sistan Wapton Oyate of South Dakota. She enlisted her three children in a piece that recreates the family's walks along the river.
Imagine paddling along the river before the settlers came. What was it like?
Genia's 16-year-old daughter, Ruby, says it's a response to a historical marker near the river that uses racist language and misrepresents the indigenous history of the area.
The sign said that it was Nipmuc territory, but it's Massachusetts territory. So it's incorrect in that way.
1630 to 1930 Rock Hill, site of Lodge Lookout of Nanapashima.
For artist Erin Genia, the installation is an opportunity to correct the record.
As a Native artist, I've found that there is so much ignorance about Native people, particularly in the public realm, where largely Indigenous peoples have been erased or mythologized.
The beauty of a virtual installation, Genia says, is that it meets us where we already are, inside our earbuds with our noses in our phones. Sound on Mystic invites the surrounding world in, and so a solitary experience becomes unexpectedly communal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.